Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, 73. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 80. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with temperatures in the mid-50s. For Friday, partly sunny skies, highs mid-70s. Right now, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities in Wichita say three students suffered gunshot wounds during a lunchtime shooting outside a Wichita high school. Wichita police responded yesterday to 911 calls of a disturbance on a sidewalk outside East High School. Police say two male students aged 15 and 16 were taken to a local hospital with injuries. They were not considered life-threatening, and another 15-year-old male student later reported a graze wound to a school nurse. Law enforcement was able to track the vehicle and take three other teenagers into custody. Police say the shooting appears to stem from an ongoing dispute. Authorities are investigating after the body of a man was found in rural Saline County. Our news partners at KAKE TV report the Saline County Sheriff's Office said in a news release that the body was located just before 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Law enforcement says a man in his 40s was discovered at the scene. Saline County authorities called in the KBI's crime scene response team to assist in the investigation. Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models and approved brands, warranties and limited powertrain warranties. See retailer for details.
The remains of a Kansas priest who is being considered for sainthood were returned to his family 70 years after he died in a North Korean prisoner of war camp. During a ceremony yesterday in Hawaii, U.S. defense officials gave the remains of Reverend Emil Capon to his family and officials with the Catholic Diocese of Wichita. The remains will be flown back to Kansas, where they will be taken first to Pilsen, Capon's hometown, before being taken to Wichita, where a funeral is set for September 29th. Father Emil Capon died in a prisoner of war camp during the Korean War. A 25-year-old man has pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in the 2017 death of a Wichita doctor who was stabbed more than 160 times. KAKE TV reports Umar Dutt entered the plea yesterday, admitting to killing 57-year-old Dr. Akutha Reddy on September 13th of 2017. Prosecutors say police were called to the doctor's clinic that night and found his body in an alley outside. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Neutrina, and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities in western Nebraska's panhandle say two wildfires that had neared Scotts Bluff and Crawford have largely been brought under control. The Omaha World Herald reports that a fire southwest of Scotts Bluff that burned about 3,600 acres was 100% contained by Monday afternoon, while the fire north of Crawford that burned 5,400 acres was halfway contained. The fires were first reported last week and are about 70 miles apart in a region in the grip of severe drought. School district officials in central Nebraska plan to mark Elm Creek Elementary School's 100th birthday next year by building its replacement. Nearly 60% of the voters supported an $11.9 million bond issue this month that will pay to build a new elementary. Plans call for students to begin attending the new school in August of 2023. From the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Averitt. Hoping you enjoy this first...
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you, too, can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. This week in September annually marks Farm Safety Week. Safety measures are encouraged year-round, but a special emphasis in rural areas is noted going into the fall harvest, which will result in additional traffic on roads and through communities. Motorists are urged to take caution approaching farm machinery, allowing time and distance for slower-moving operations. Farm safety workers are also reminded to remain vigilant, especially when working with moving equipment and in bin operations. Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Monday afternoon. A 14-year-old Beatrice youth lost control on Southwest 61st near Osage Road shortly after 3 p.m. as the vehicle rolled over. The unidentified driver was transported to the Beatrice Hospital. Injury accidents were reported in Washington County. September 6th, Hope White of Hanover lost control and rolled. She was taken by private vehicle to Hanover Hospital. August 18th, Danielle Borgerning of Manhattan lost control and struck a fence on Balms Mill Avenue, southeast of 24th Road. She was transported to Hanover Hospital. $250,000 bond has been set for a soldier Kansas man facing a charge of attempted second-degree murder after his arrest September 16th on a domestic disturbance call at 2340 238th Road. A woman had reportedly been strangled, resulting in the arrest of 45-year-old Irvin Mitchell of Soldier, who's being held in Jackson County and faces additional charges of aggravated domestic battery, criminal restraint, and criminal threat. The suspect vehicle was stopped after pursuit north of Soldier on K-62 Highway. September 13th, officers were dispatched to the Marshall-Washington County line for assistance in apprehending a fleeing vehicle. Stop sticks were deployed, which stopped the vehicle. The unidentified driver was then arrested by Marshall County authorities. Marshall County FSA office advises the Pandemic Response and Safety Grant Program opens September 23rd, which provides grants to food processors, distributors, farmers markets, and producers to respond to coronavirus, including for measures to protect workers against COVID-19. Again, the application period opens September 23rd, closing November 8th. Contact the Marshall County FSA office for more information at 562-5343. USDA is updating the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program to for contract producers of eligible livestock and poultry and producers of specialty crops and other sales-based commodities. CFAP 2, which assists producers who faced market disruptions in 2020 due to COVID-19, is part of the USDA's broader Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative. Deadline for applications is October 12th. Contact the Marshall County FSA office or your local FSA office for more information. Nemaha County Farm Bureau last month recognized the Farm Family of the Year, Brian and Christina Haverkamp, at the annual meeting in Seneca. The Natural Resources Award was presented to Craig Richard and Diane Hallison. Pawnee City and Lewiston Consolidated Schools in southeast Nebraska are working toward consideration of co-oping football programs for the 22-23 and 23-24 schedule cycles. Committees to explore the options have been designated, and a special workshop is planned October 5th at 6:30 p.m. for public input regarding the issue. J.B. Kufall, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for J.B. Kufall. Melanie D. Johnson, age 59, of Blue Springs, passed away Friday. Private family interment will be held at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with a registration book available Wednesday, 9 until 5, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Melanie Johnson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomato, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, roast turkey, yams, green bean casserole, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
United Bank and Trust will host a free tailgate party before the Washington County Tigers homecoming football game this Friday, 5 until 6:30 behind the Grandstand Stadium.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
A reminder, during this National Constitution Week, why was the voting age lowered to 18? The unpopular military draft during the Vietnam War raised the question of why men between 18 and 21 were qualified to fight for their country, but not to vote for the leaders who made the decisions about war and peace. The 26th Amendment, ratified in 1971, lowered the voting age to 18. A reminder, during National Constitution Week, from the Arthur Barrett chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
High pressure system across the central parts in the Midwest bringing sunny skies and dry weather. It does look like temperatures will be cooler out there. We'll see highs in the lower 70s. Down to the 40s for tonight. We'll continue with sunny skies for tomorrow. We have a dry cold front that's going to push through Thursday night. A little bit cooler temperatures as we head into Friday, but it does look like we'll continue to see dry weather all the way through the weekend. So across the area, sunny skies, 73. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 80. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, will drop down to 55. For Friday, partly sunny skies, mid-70s. Friday night, partly cloudy, lows at 48 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 80. Record high in the state, 100. The average low, 55, and the record low, 26. Sunset this evening, 7:25. Sunrise in the morning, 7:15. It's 41 degrees.
People think pencils and notebooks when they think back to school. At Ashley Furniture, they think mattress. Whether they're entering kindergarten or college, a restful night is what they need to succeed. Ashley has a large selection of in-stock beds from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep, with queen mattress starting at $277. Get free delivery and haul away for new mattresses over $999 and a 100-night comfort guarantee. A good day at school starts with a good night of sleep. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The Blue Rapids Fire Department and Marshall County Arts Cooperative invite you to the 9th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest, Saturday, September 25th at the Marshall County Fairgrounds, starting at 4 p.m. with the Beer Garden, 5 p.m. for Fish Fry, Live music starting at 5 o'clock with Red Dirt Rendezvous and the Rewind Band starting at 8:30. See you guys at the 9th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest on Saturday, September 25th at the Marshall County Fairgrounds.
The Dodgers and Cardinals both stay white hot. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On a rare off night for Dodgers ace Julio Urias, future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols made the most of his lone at bat to help the defending champs keep pace in a neck-and-neck National League West pennant race.
He swings, hits a ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. Lux will turn third, and he will head for the plate. He will score.
On KLAC, Pujols' pinch hit RBI single in the 10th put the Dodgers back in front of the Rockies for good. L.A. outlasted Colorado 5-4 and 10 for their 9th win in their last 10 games. As for the division-leading Giants, they faced a tough test at San Diego.
Fastball swung on and a looping liner over the head of Tatis. Into shallow left, base hit. Heading home is Belt. Here comes the throw, the tag. Save!
On KNBR, Lamont Wade Jr.'s single in the 9th inning proved to be the difference for San Francisco, edging the Padres 6-5. San Fran's lead over L.A. remains at 1 game. The Cardinals continue to make it difficult for the Brewers to lock up the NL Central.
The next delivery to Tommy is lined into left field for a base hit. Nootbaar rounds third. He's going to score. And the Cardinals now lead 2-0.
On KMOX, Tyler O'Neill and Tommy Edman each drove in a run. St. Louis hangs on to beat Milwaukee 2-1 for their 10th straight win. The Cards extended their lead over the Reds to 4 games for the second NL wild card. The Brewers' magic number to clinch the division remains at 3. American League, Xander Bogaerts teed off on the Mets in an interleague matchup in Boston.
3-1 pitch coming to Bogaerts. Here it is. Swing. There's a drive high and deep left center field. Back by the wall and gone. 2-run homer. 4-2 Red Sox.
On WEEI, behind Bogaerts' home run and 4 RBI, the Red Sox topped the Mets 6-3 to extend their lead over the Blue Jays to 1.5 for the top AL wildcard slot. This is Rich Cantu, ABC
Sports. Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville heading on the road to take on Chapman in our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Axtell. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock. TVL Roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover Live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYRadio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State Saturday, 4 p.m. pregame, and Kansas Saturday, 2:30 p.m. pregame, live on KNDY.
K-State football fans, your undefeated Wildcats host Oklahoma next Saturday, October 2nd for Hall of Fame weekend. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Sooners and we recognize our newest Hall of Fame class, including College Football Hall of Fame inductee Darren Sproles. Get your tickets today and we'll see you Saturday, October 2nd. Go Cats!
I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Growth Energy members calling on President Biden to stand behind his promise to take clear action on climate change by supporting low-carbon biofuels and upholding the renewable fuel standard. During their virtual fly-in this week, 87 Growth Energy members sent a letter to President Biden outlining their take on the issue. The letter says if we are to achieve net zero by 2050, we need to use the tools in the toolbox, including biofuels. The Growth Energy members point out that fuels like ethanol reduce carbon emissions by 46% over the full life cycle. As for the renewable fuel standard, the group says fossil fuel advocates continue to demand that EPA adopt renewable volume obligations that fall short of the president's commitment to uphold the RFS. To help reduce carbon emissions and reach Biden's transportation decarbonization goal, the letter says it's vital that the conventional biofuel blending target meet that 15 billion gallon minimum that's required by law. Not too early to be thinking about Christmas. Christmas tree growers overcoming logistical challenges of COVID and the heat wave in the Pacific Northwest to provide enough trees for demand this year. After a close evaluation and making tree-by-tree decisions, growers expect to supply the same overall number of real Christmas trees to the marketplace this season as they had planned before the crisis hit. With just about 8 weeks to go until real Christmas tree shopping season hits, industry experts are confident there will be real Christmas trees for anyone who wants one this year. Bob Schaefer, who is a tree producer in Oregon, said, "We didn't run out of trees last year or in 2019 or a year before that. In fact," he said, "we never have and don't intend to this year." With the artificial market hitting hard by supply chain disruption, real Christmas tree market returned to optimism, especially relevant season for newcomers to natural trees. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Wednesday today, had a bit of a rocky day yesterday for the corn and wheat. Soybeans rebounded after the open that was mostly lower and saw some green on the board there. Livestock was kind of mixed all over the place as we went through the day yesterday. For the corn, they took a hit yesterday in the red. December corn down 4 3/4 to 5.17 even. The March corn was down by 4 3/4 to 5.25. On the wheat side, Kansas City wheat for December down yesterday 9.5 to 6.90.5. The March KC wheat down 9.25 to 6.99 3/4. We'll see if we can break that $7 barrier at the end of trading today. Soybeans, as we mentioned, started off red, wrapped up higher by the end of the day. November soybeans in the green, 11.5 at the end yesterday to 12.74. The January up by 11 points to 12.82 3/4. On the meal side, October soybean meal up 180 yesterday to 337.90. December up by $2 to 341.80. Same with the oil. They've had some rocky days. October up 41 cents to 55.32. December up by 42 cents to 55.29. Canola had a bit of a rocky day yesterday with November down a half to 8.60 and 60. January up by 110, kind of mixed all over to 8.54 and 90. Same with cotton. They had a strong day yesterday and a push to get back into those 90s, and they did so. October cotton up 129 yesterday to 91.18. The December cotton up by a buck and a penny to 90.03. Right now, market's pretty volatile with the preparation for planting of the winter wheat and some of the harvest that's going on right now, putting that pressure on wheat and corn with the harvest that's ongoing for the fall. We'll see if that continues and what the markets could look like over the next few days, for sure going into the end of September and into the beginning of October with the full swing of harvest season and the continued drought that's putting the concern into many producers. Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Farm safety yields real results. That's the theme for this year's Farm Safety and Health Week. And Fairbury Livestock Company reminds everyone to invest in the health and safety of those who work so hard to provide the abundant supply of food, fiber, fuel. From Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Ever thought about trading in your lawnmower for a pet goat? People are doing it, no kidding. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 22nd, the 265th day of the year. Actress Bonnie Hunt has a birthday today and fall officially arrives with the autumnal equinox early this afternoon. Here's a statistic we never thought we'd see in the 21st century. The number of people keeping pet goats is on the rise. Many communities have restrictions on grazing animals, of course, but where they're legal, people say goats are delightful companions. Here's a few goat facts that might surprise you. Contrary to their reputation, goats are rather finicky eaters. Worldwide, more people drink goat milk than any other kind. And their ability to clear vegetation has spawned another industry, goat rentals. For clearing brush or vegetation, some people have found it more economical to rent a goat than heavy equipment. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride. University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness. Or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine and a chilly start at 41 degrees. Highs top 70 again, a mild fall-like temperatures today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals battled back and forth all night last night against the Wichita Wind Surge, pulling ahead in the final innings for a 7-5 win in Game 1 of the AA Central Championship Series at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Game 2 will also be at Arvest Park. That gets underway this evening at 6:30 before the series shifts to Wichita on Friday for Game 3 of the Best of 5 series. Now to the Royals. Yu Chang hit a bases-loaded triple off left fielder Andrew Benintendi's glove in the first inning, leading Cal Quantrill and the Cleveland Indians over the Kansas City Royals 4-1 yesterday. Quantrill worked 6 2/3 innings, striking out 6 and allowing 1 run on Hunter Dozier's homer. The final game in the series between the Kansas City Royals and Cleveland Indians gets underway this evening. First pitch is set for 5:10. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights feature Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
All eyes are on the Twin Valley League with a loaded next 5 days on the TVL Spotlight. We get you ready for what is going to be a Friday night to remember with 5 all-TVL matchups, including the battle to be number 1 in the state. Plus, who is going to survive what is being called the most competitive night of volleyball all season long, and will name the United Bank of Trust Athlete of the Week. All this week on the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com.
Tune in this Friday as Marysville heads on the road to take on Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Hanover hosts Axtell on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Say you want to be friends. That's a newly sharpened blade. That's a dagger to the heart of the promises we've made. That's a chapter full of pain. A season full of rain, a dark and stormy night, it's been all alone. Friends get scattered by the wind, tossed upon the waves, lost for years on end. Friends slowly drift apart.
what you want to be. Just friends. You say you love me very much, and you'll always hold me dear. Those are the sweetest words never wanna hear. What's a love without desire? A flame without a fire can't warm me late at night when I need you. Be just